This is Kelly Whetstone, 1-2 Listen Advisor and host of Empowerment on 1-2 Radio. My purpose is empowerment, and beginning this fall, I'll be teaching ongoing classes called You Empowered. The first series of four classes begins September 19th at 5 p.m. Pacific on 12academy.com. It is the prerequisite for all classes that follow. It's called You Empowered, Energetic Tools to Master Your Personal Space. You are it. There is no power external to you. Everything in your life begins and ends with you, and you have the power to change anything you don't like. The tools you will learn in this series will prove that to you. They will lay the foundation for wonderful, empowering work. The tools culminate in a meditation that you can use every day to set your personal space. A grounded, empowered person has a lot to offer the world, and the world will respond. What you vibrate at, you attract. If you change your energy, your experience will change. And that is You Empowered. After the first series, the classes will fall under two categories. You Empowered Expanded Energetic Tools and Methods to Master Your Environment for Success and Healing. And You Empowered Understanding Oneness, Spiritual Principles to Master Your Life as Taught by a Broad Range of Masters, Teachers, and Philosophies. Each class will begin with the meditation you learn in the first series. I am very excited to get back to 1-2 Academy and teach what I am most passionate about. I hope you'll join me. Go to 12academy.com to enroll. Every class will be recorded, so if you can't make a live class, you'll have the recording to work with.
Hello and good morning and afternoon, everybody. It's Jay in for Kelly Whetstone for Empowerment here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. And as I just said, it's Tuesday and I'm in for Kelly. She's spending some extra time with her family who's in town visiting her. And so we just say hi to Kelly from here. We send her love and fun and joy and excitement, all the good things with her family. And for today, you're here with me, and we're going to be talking about clutter clearing. Say that 10 times fast. And something that I like to call stuff management. And so before we get into the show today, I would like you to be able to know where to find us, because we have a way to interact live while we're live on the air. There is a chat, a place to conversate and to connect with other 1-2 Listen and 1-2 Radio listeners. And you can do that by going to 12radio.com. That is the number 12radio.com. Click on the chat button there on the left-hand side of the screen, and that does take you over to a brand new window. It is a private Facebook group with the same name, 1-2 Radio. Send over an invitation if this is your first time, and we'll get you approved while we're live on the air. You'll see my banner. Actually, in this case, you'll see Kelly's banner at the top of the page, Empowerment. It's a teal-looking banner, and in the comment section below is where the conversation is happening. And I would love for you to join me over there. Let me know that you're listening in, and I will come over and say hi periodically to put your comments on the air and to be able to say hi. So Renee says, she's over on the chat. She says, hi, Jay. Hi, Jay. What do you say? Happy Tuesday. Well, I'm trying to come up with my words. Apparently, I'm dancing around them and stumbling on them a little bit. But it's just another Tuesday. And it's actually not just another Tuesday because I get to be live on the air with you. And this is always a treat for me to be able to come on and be live with you when Kelly asks. It's truly an honor to be able to take over her show for the hour. She always does such a tremendous job going over any topic that she covers and covering it from a lot of different bases. And she really does a deep dive into the research and has an amazing way to present the topic and really cover it from all sides. So please check out Kelly's on-demand section. It's also over there on 12radio.com, and that is under the on-demand button. And so there's a whole list of shows there for her, as well as all the other advisors that we have our shows there on 12radio. You'll be able to listen in. You can either download it to your own computer, or you can listen there from the player on the website. We try to make it as easy as possible to be able to connect with us all live, you know, as we are doing right now, as well as at your leisure on demand when it is most timely and beneficial for you to be listening in. Whenever you happen to be joining us today, I'm so grateful that you're here. And again, we're talking about stuff management. We're talking about clutter clearing. And before we dive into that topic, I want to remind you all of the gratitude board. And the gratitude board is free, and it's on our sister site called 12listen.com, and it's a place for you to put what you're grateful for, as it's already happened. And then there's a magical way to use it as well, where you put what you would like to have happen. You put it in present tense as if it's already happened. And because all of us advisors are putting our attention on your intentions, it is helping to magnify the energy. It's helping to exponentially bring up the energy to help make those manifestations happen faster and bigger and bolder than ever. So if you want to participate, head on over to the gratitude board that's happening over on 12listen.com. All right, so what sparked my decision to make the topic clutter clearing and stuff management? And really, it's clutter clearing from a spiritual perspective, because I just went through the process of cleaning out my own storage unit that I got in the process of my move with my partner, Alan. Towards the beginning of this year, I was informed by my landlady and dear friend that I was getting my notice that I had to vacate the apartment I lived in. It was a family-owned and still is a family-owned building, and that was the deal that I made when I moved in, that if the family ever needed that particular apartment back, that I would be on my merry way. And so within a couple months, I was on my merry way. And at the same time, I have had been dating and had been with my partner, Alan, for a couple of years, or almost a couple of years. And we had talked about moving in together, but it wasn't something that we had made a date and we had a plan and we were, you know, making it happen. It was still sort of out in front of us. And so when the move came about for me, we didn't want to necessarily have me move in with him just for the sake of moving in with him, because I had to move, like, because of my need. And so I got a storage unit. I used it as a way to only have a place to keep what I absolutely knew I really, really wanted. And it gave me a chance to go through all my stuff again. And that first go round, my sister was helping me out, and I was still in the old apartment. And we got rid of, I'm not kidding you, probably around 30 kitchen bags of trash and about the same amount of bags that we donated and I just couldn't believe it. And then I still filled up a 10 by 10 storage unit. And so once again, in the clearing out process, this time Alan has been helping me. And it's been like a second move in, because now we're moving in some of the bigger items and some more items from when I moved in with Alan, because I kind of fast forwarded here. Alan and I decided that I would move in. We would give it a trial run, so that way we wouldn't get into our head about the permanency of our moving in together. And so we did that. And that trial period is over, and we're both very excited to still be together and living together and in this journey and on the same page. And so when I got the notice that my storage unit, the price was going to go up, it just allowed me to fast forward that decision-making process to get on clearing it out. So that all happened this weekend for me. The last day that I had to be out was Sunday. And so it has been a mad dash again to go through all my stuff. And once again, it's interesting, even though it's been 3 months later, I was already ready to get rid of more stuff. And so we were trying to go to Goodwill because we were under the gun. I like to try to find either a homeless shelter or like a shelter for women and children specifically when I have more time. But we were out of time, and so we were just trying to find a place to drop off a truckload of stuff, and we couldn't find a place that would take it. And we found this group of people that were doing like a kind of like a small version of a swap meet. And we asked, you know, if they wanted any of the stuff. And as soon as they heard the word that it was free stuff, we were surrounded. The whole truck was surrounded, and there were people everywhere, and they were taking it all out. And they were, it would look like it was Christmas on their face. Like, they were very excited and happy. And I was just like, wow, to go from getting turned away where we can't find a place for this stuff and feeling like overwhelmed, like, oh gosh, you know, this is, we need to get rid of this stuff in a responsible way in order to continue our process, and to get turned away and feel like, gosh, does anybody need this? To then all of a sudden, we're being cleaned out, but that's what we wanted. And it was just a tremendous shift. And the thing I'll mention to that is I was praying. I was like, God, please help me and help Alan find a place where we can drop this off and where it can be useful and where people want it and that it can be a blessing. And that it happened, and we found it. We were able to do another half truckload to this particular group. And so that's where the stuff that I was going to give away went. And then the rest of it came here to our place here in Reseda. And I have been unboxing and going through and putting away and organizing ever since. And I'm almost done, crazy enough. I can't believe it myself, but I'm getting down to the last few boxes. And that's what sparked today's show, because it's been an ongoing thing for me, this process of looking at my stuff, being careful not to have like piles and piles of stuff that I'm trying to keep and hoard and hold on to. And there is a tendency for me to sometimes be sentimental. And sometimes it's like, oh, I could use this at some point in the future, so I'm going to hold on to it. Even though I have no idea when that time in the future may be, I just know that maybe I might need it. And so for me, it's been this journey of how to stay on top of my stuff. And so that's where the whole stuff management came in. I've been managing my stuff for a long time, and it's been this kind of thing that I've been looking at, because I don't want to be a hoarder. I don't like disorganized space. I really love organization. I love clean. I love organized. I love when you walk into a space and you can see everything because it's not overwhelmed with stuff. That's how I like it. And so when I have been in the past in spaces where I've like filled up a second bedroom that I had and it became my storage unit, or when I, you know, just bought too much and I had too many layers of things, and it, you know, you can just start to see you can just start to, I could just tell that my apartments were getting more and more packed. I was like, it was filling up. And so when my sister and I, I'm going way back, my sister and I were roommates in Los Angeles prior to 2012. And we decided to, we had to move actually. We were in Burbank and we had to move to North Hollywood. It was a similar situation where things had changed where we were living. So we had to find a new place. And we went through a process of going through our stuff then and minimizing. And then a year later, we decided to quit corporate America because we were going to go full time into our entrepreneurship, you know, being in business together and owning a small business. And so we were getting rid of even more stuff, fine tuning and getting rid of even more stuff. And then we went to my mom's to help her with our grandfather, who was bedridden and in the later stages of his life, and helped her going through her stuff. And we were only meant to be there for like a few weeks to help before we were going to be, you know, on our way. And we ended up being there for like 6 months. We helped our grandfather cross over. We helped my mom go through her whole house and get it situated. And then we had a house fire. And anything else that we didn't get rid of was burned or ruined. And so in that process, it was very strange to me because I remember having a conscious moment where I was like, okay, I was able to have a choice and go through my stuff and do it in my own way at my own time. And I know what that looks like and feels like. And then I also now know what it looks like to go through a fire and have everything taken or destroyed by the fire. And it was a surprise. It was just, you know, one moment I was making lunch in the kitchen for all of us. And the next moment I noticed something going on in the backyard. And we realized that there was something on fire out back. And it, by the time we noticed that there was something on fire out back, it had gotten so big, it was so hot, we couldn't get close to the fire to put it out. So when we called the 911, they, you know, they answered, which was great, but it took them 20 minutes to come. And in that 20 minutes, the house really, the fire moved fast and the house went up in flames. And the backyard too. I mean, it was unbelievable to see how the life from the heat, even if the fire didn't touch something, it still had the tendency to suck the life out of it if it was close to the fire because it was that hot. So that was a huge journey and part of my stuff management realization. And it was the kind of thing that I had this moment, another moment I had, because it's kind of pertinent to the situation. And that was at the moment that the fire entered the house. My sister and I were in the house watching it out back, and we were kind of watching it from the other side of the house, but we were in the house and the sliding glass door broke in place, and it was this huge sliding glass door, and the fire immediately started coming in and the smoke immediately filled the house because, you know, it was oxygenated. It was 112 outside. It was air conditioned inside. It was a hot summer day, June 8th, 2023, or excuse me, 2013. And all that to say, it was the perfect thing for the fire to come in because of the fresh air. And I had this moment where I asked myself, okay, if I could grab anything, what do I want to grab? And I was like, how can I make in my mind, I'm having this in like this conversation in a few seconds. And I was like, how can I make that decision in this few seconds I have to make this decision? And then I looked down and my sister's computer was there on the couch right in front of me. And I was like, well, this is it. And I picked it up and I ran out of the house. And so I was able to save her computer. And so I've been through the process, like I said, of losing it in my control and losing it out of my control. And now I'm able and have, through the experience, have married like what I've learned through both, being able to choose and then also having things being taken away. And so I feel like I have this new happy medium of being able to look at the stuff that I have, but from the standpoint of, is it important to me? Do I feel something about it? Does it make me excited to have it? Is it purposeful? Is it useful? Does it add value to my space? It has to have those things for me, in order to keep it and to have it. Otherwise, like if it's just for the sake of sentimental value, more than likely that's not enough. That's not enough of a reason for me to continue to keep it. I've learned how to take pictures of things. If I want to have a digital historic reference, and I've learned the value of being very excited to let things go that were in essence dead in my space because I no longer had use for them or they were no longer lighting me up, but I could put it back out in circulation and have that be back out there in the world for somebody who can use it. And so I know I'm all over the place, but I want to get this little gem out because I think that there's something to the energy dynamics going on in this situation of stuff management. And one of the things I've noticed in all this process, and I'll cue you in if you don't know, something that I've seen is in that process of freeing up the dead stuff, like the stuff that no longer had energy or charge in my space that I, you know, might have been sitting on a shelf, might have been back in a closet, but now it is in the, I'm putting it into the hands of somebody that's going to use it. Me being able to put it into the hands of somebody that can use it is filling a need. And I feel like in the same way that I'm somehow able to fill that need for somebody else, the universe is now able to fill a need for me. And it's not like a thing that is scientific or mathematical that I can say, like, because I gave A, I got B. It's not transactional, but it's more something that I've paid attention to and observed that when I free up those items, when I put those things back in circulation, that then the universe can bring me what I need now. Just like I was able to help be a conduit for bringing something to someone that they needed, someone else will be a conduit for something I need. And that's going to happen regardless of whether I give stuff away or not. But I feel like by me participating in that flow, it gets me in that flow. It keeps me in that flow. And so I wanted to share that because I know sometimes we get caught up in the giving away, like, oh my God, that was a very expensive item, or oh, I spent a lot of money on that. And usually we can't get the money back for it that we put into it. Sometimes we can, but most of the times we can't, or we're going to be offended by the amount that the person's going to offer us. And when we really look at it, it's just going to be more beneficial. And this, you know, you have to decide this for yourself, but more beneficial just to have the item be gone versus trying to be able to get some kind of money out of it, or trying to, you know, eke any last dollar you can get, you know, for that particular item. You know, if you cash out the transaction with the money, in essence, like the transaction is being cashed out through the exchange of money. If it's being given, if it's being offered as a gift, then that, I feel that transactional part can be handled by the universe. And that's the part that I feel like the universe can handle that and bring us so much more. It has so much more to work with than we can in our own, you know, mental mind, as far as like how we could creatively think of how the universe can help us or bless us. I love, and I will always have ideas how the universe can do that for me. But I can say through my own experience, I really love deferring to the universe for that kind of thing, because then the universe blows my freaking mind, and it can bring in things that are way bigger, way better, way more awesome than I could have ever imagined. So I wanted to talk a little bit about this from the spiritual aspect, as you already kind of know in the way I'm talking about it, because I feel like it's easy to look at these things as very physical because it's tangible items that we're talking about. But one of the things that I think about is to look at it in a symbolic way. And Christina LaFrance, she did a show a couple of weeks ago, or I think maybe 3 weeks ago, and it was about living life through a symbolic lens, like looking at life from a symbolic perspective. And I feel like if we do that with regards to our stuff, it's a different way to understand stuff management. It's another way to take a look and understand why we have the things we have, or why we might not have the things we want. or why we might have too much of the things that we don't really need and not enough of the things that we're really looking for. There's a lot of gems that she talks about there. And I want to say there are a lot of changes happening on radio. And I know you're hearing my voice during Kelly Whetstone's show. This is Kelly's show. This is Empowerment. And I'm just here as a guest, taking over because Kelly is having some extra time with her family that's visiting in town. And so that is not a change. That's a forever change. Kelly will be back next week. But there is a change on Tuesday. Psychic Kat is now moving over to the time slot right after Mark. That was Christina's time spot. Christina is going to take a break for right now. And so with that space open, Kat is moved over to that space. And now Peggy with Oh My Angels is coming back to radio, and she's going to be starting Tuesdays off at 8 a.m. Pacific. And so that's going to be starting next week. And I know there's some other changes happening, but I'm not ready to announce them yet. So just keep an eye out for that. But we're excited about the changes. We're excited for the new shows. And so, I'm excited to be here with you, and I'm excited that we get to continue to bring live radio on the regular Monday through Thursday, and where we get to come and be with you, share ideas, keep each other inspired, keep each other grounded, and also remind each other of some of these really cool topics that we run into and learn so much about. Especially for those of us that dive into things from a mind, body, and spirit perspective, as well as from a more metaphysical perspective or understanding of life. So let's look at some of the benefits just in general from clutter clearing from a spiritual perspective. And that is the fact that when we do clear our energy, when we do clean up, it's in essence clearing up some of the chaotic energy that's going on in our space. So when things are more messy and disorganized, there is more of a sense of chaos energy. And let's not look at that from a positive or negative place. Let's just look at it from the organized and disorganized, or I have a lot of stuff or I don't have a lot of stuff, instead of needing to put like a judgment on it, because I feel when we judge it, we're missing the point. So from this whole aspect of the spiritual component, when we can organize our space, when everything has a home, for the belongings we have, for example, and let's say your carpet's vacuumed, your floors are mopped, everything's dusted, you're able to go through your place and smudge some frankincense and say a prayer. Your space is going to feel like $1 million when it's all cleaned up and organized. Let's say you might have had a broken leg, haven't been able to get around so much, haven't been able to clean. You've just been in survival mode, so that things are kind of disorganized. Things are all over the place. Haven't had a chance to do any kind of smudging. Haven't had a chance to do any dusting or mopping or vacuuming. And so it's going to feel different. You know, we can say one is a more positive, beneficial place, and one is more chaotic and dirty and negative. But instead of it having to be so like extreme, let's look at it from the standpoint of one creates more of a flow of energy and is more welcoming to certain kinds of energy, and then another is more chaotic and is bringing in a different vibration of energy. And so it's more about what kind of energy do you want to have in your space? And what are you going to do to make that happen is more kind of how I like to look at it. Because we can be a victim to our home just as much as we can be a victim to anything else. It's like, oh, I live with my family. They're messy. I'm the only one that cleans. Nobody else helps me. Nobody else helps take care of it. and be just kind of stuck, you know, in that place. Or you can take it all upon yourself, do it, and then be angry because, you know, nobody else is respecting what you're up to. So I share that to just let you know, I have some understanding that if you don't live on your own, it can be challenging. But if you do live on your own, it can be challenging too, just for different reasons, because sometimes it can be hard to motivate ourselves because it's just us. So why do I need to bother? But self-care, this is where self-care comes in. Because you're living there, because your sacred space is there, that's why it matters. That's why it matters. So regardless of what situation you're coming in, that is going to be up to you on where you might need to get creative in your space clearing and your clutter clearing if you have challenges with that. If you're on your own, you might need to employ help, or you might need to find ways to be inspired. If you are with a family and you're the only clean one and you're the only organized one, then there might need to be some kind of plan where it can be manageable for the folks in the family that are not as clean and organized, but that there can still be some participation. And so that way you don't feel like you're doing it all on your own. But I do feel that part is where you have to be creative with your own situation. So the other part of this is, as we are able to clear the clutter, one thing to pay attention to is, do you notice like a lightening in your energy? Do you notice a lightening from the emotional baggage that you might have been feeling before? You might not have noticed it till now you notice it's gone, kind of a thing. But that's one of the things, as the clutter begins to clear, as the stuff and the projects begin to clear, that opens up some mental real estate, that opens up some lightness in the energy field, and those kind of things you'll notice. You'll notice in your physical space. You'll notice them in a clearer mind. You'll notice them in your spirit being lighter and brighter. You'll notice the difference. So some of the ways, if you need help to work on impacting the energy of clutter clearing, are systems like feng shui, and also like getting a psychic medium like myself to come into your space and to look at and analyze where the energy might be getting blocked up, or where there might be a unique sort of energy dynamic happening in your home, that furniture might need to be changed around, or what's going on in that room might need to have some adjustments. Kind of a thing. But getting an outsider's perspective, whether it's from an outsider, like a me coming in, like as I said, or an outsider in the sense of you are learning about feng shui or some other clutter clearing technique, and then you're going through that person's system to help you utilize their techniques to clean and clear your space. So as you know, we've talked about some of the different ways in which that this clutter clearing happens. It's a physical level, it's an emotional level, and it's even a digital level. You know, this is another place to look. We have our phones. How many of us have no storage space on our phone? Because that needs to be cleared out. Or we have 10,000 emails in our email because, you know, we're current on our email, but we're not actually like deleting everything or filing everything. It's just sort of this ongoing inbox, and it has 10,000 emails. Oh my God, that's like, that can be stressful. And or the thought that I need to see everybody's social media posts for today. Like I need to go through my Facebook feed and get to the end of it, because if I don't, you know, I'm going to be missing something. So that's another place to clutter clear in the digital space. So the benefits here that you'll start to notice if this is new to you, is you'll notice an effect on your mood. You're going to notice an effect on your overall productivity and how you're able to do other work in your life, and how you're able to show up for your family, how you're able to show up for your friends in a different kind of way. And you'll also notice a shift in your spiritual practices. You may be able to take on more spiritual practices. You may be drawn to learn something new now because there's space, because there's room. All right. So one thing, because I know clutter clearing, especially if you're trying to do it on your own, can be very challenging. It can be very hard to motivate ourselves. And so this is where a plan of action can really come into place. Having a to-do list, setting intentions, maybe starting small, maybe create a bigger plan, like if you want to go through your whole house, like have that bigger plan, but then break up each room and then have bullet points for the plan for each room. So that way it can be bite-sized pieces of what has to be done. And the fun part about that is as you're doing it, you can go mark off the list and you can feel really good about making progress, that you're getting it done. You might look at the KonMari method, and that's going room by room and creating a daily decluttering routine. So that way, again, you can stay on top of it. The other thing is to talk to a friend. Share your goals, share what you're up to. They might be able to help take some stuff if you're giving anything away. They might be able to share some ideas. They also might even be willing to help, just knowing that you're going to be jumping in. Some people love to do this kind of thing. You might hate it, but other people in your life may love it. And this is also an opportunity to dive in on YouTube or the internet or TikTok to get some of the latest ideas or take a look at the latest trends. Because I think it's a hot issue right now. Taking care of our space, being organized, knowing what we have. And so right now, I do feel like there's quite a few people talking about this topic. So there's going to be no shortage of information. You just gotta start searching and start looking. So now that your space is clean and clear, how do you stay on top of it with everything changing? And that's the part that I feel like I'm in now. Like I know I just talked about this main event of clearing out my storage and moving it in here to our new space, or my new space now with my partner, Alan. But for me, it's sort of this ongoing thing that I got to pay attention to. Because like I said, I've been doing this a long time. I've been consciously paying attention to this for a long time. And so this is just more of a continuation for me on how to stay on top of it. So it's developing strategies for you and your situation, your family, that are going to be manageable and doable. One of the things I'll mention as an idea here is my mom, for example, when I was younger, every 6 months, she would have me go through my closet and get rid of things that I didn't use anymore. And the way she said it to me, she goes, if you don't go through it, I'll go through it. And then I'll decide for you what you're going to get rid of. And I was like, oh, hell no. I don't think I said hell no. But I was like, no, I'll do it. I'll go through it. So that was the way as the 5, 6, 7-year-old kid, that's how she motivated me, was it has to be done. There's no option. You can be the one to make that decision, or you can defer it to me, but it's still going to happen. And so that was one strategy. I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's wrong, but that's what my mom did. And I have to say it did help keep me on track. My room was always clean. And even with friends, for example, when they came over, she wouldn't let my friends leave until we all cleaned up afterward. And it was kind of embarrassing. And yet it was also like a great way, for everybody to take responsibility for their part, in that gathering, and also how to stick up for myself. So my mom was working on me back then, and some of those things still stick. They still hold true. And I feel getting used to getting rid of things and being in that flow, even as a kid, has helped me with that process as an adult. And I'll have to say, it's still hard to peel myself away from certain things. Some things are still hard for me to let go of. But at the end of the day, when I look at all of it, like the bigger picture view, I am so excited that I'm moving lighter in the world. I feel so much better. And the mental real estate that I have gotten back is real. And I know that once I'm done with this process, it's going to be even more, because now I don't have this storage unit, you know, that I know I'm going to have to deal with looming over my head, because now I've dealt with it. Heck yeah. And so the other part of this, and it's this idea of mindful ownership. So for the stuff that you're going to keep, for the stuff that you're going to continue to hold on to, what's the meaning? What's the value? How is it? What is it bringing to your space now? What is it bringing to you? Does it light you up? Does it make you excited? Because it's the kind of thing that, like, if you pick up a cup, for example, it has some weight to it. If you pick up a book, it has some weight to it. And so when we think about all the stuff, like even moving a box, that has a weight to it. So that's where I have the name stuff management, because there is a weight to the things that we carry around, and there's a responsibility that comes with it, whether we know it or not. So that's part of the mindful ownership. When we care about something, when it lights us up, even if it's a heavy item, it's not going to really be heavy in our space, because it means something different to us, if that makes sense. But if there's something like a shelf and it's antiques and it's covered in dust, and it's like literally like when you look at it, you're looking back in time, because it's that old and that, you know, that it's that untouched. There's a lot of heaviness to those things. It's like they're anchoring in a lot of energy, and that might be what you want. But that also may be very much not what you want. Like, most of us like clear, organized spaces. And some of us don't. Some of us like more of the mess, more of the clutter, more of the stuff. It makes us feel like we're surrounded. So I know this may or may not resonate with you if you are in that particular boat. But this is something to be curious about, to see how it might work for you. You might be surprised what happens even if you clutter clear like your main living space, even if it's not something you're going to do all over your house. Just try one room if this is new for you, and see what happens. See how you feel. See how it changes everything else in the space. See how it changes the dynamic of energy in the space, and how you feel in the space, how your family feels in the space. And from there, is it worth it to continue? Do you like the changes, or is it just kind of like nominal, not really worth it? You're going to keep things the way they are. But at least it would be an opportunity for you to give it a chance. So let me check in on the comment section and see if anybody has any comments, and to see if anybody is doing clutter clearing or stuff management yourself. And you also might notice the whole thing about what was I going to say? I just totally lost my train of thought. Well, let me jump over to the comments. I found my way over here, and I know that will come back to me. Quelly. Hi, Quelly. She says, Jay, blessings, dear. It's great to see you, Quelly. Blessings right back at you. And Shell is joining us. She says, always excited to listen in, Jay. It's great to see you, Shell. Thank you for joining us and being here, bringing your beautiful energy. And Lori says, holy shit, Jay. And I don't know why she's saying that. You'll have to give me more, Lori. It probably had to do with something specific I was saying at the moment. But Shell says to Lori, right? And he speaks about it from such a place of strength. Impressive. So I'm not exactly sure what I said, but you guys have to cue me in on that. Shell says, oh my word, what an amazing and timely message. As I'm cleaning and organizing my place today, I really needed this message. Also, your message on letting things go in a manner that you control, as opposed to the fire that you couldn't control, that was good. And it is. I mean, that was like something that I wouldn't ever want to go through again. But it also put stuff in its place. I'll say it that way, because I know it's important. We need it. You know, we need things in our life to work and to live and to eat and to grow and to do our day to day. But then, like anything else, there can be the flip side where things get overwhelming. That we can have too much stuff, too many things to take care of, so much stuff we can't possibly, you know, manage it ourselves anymore, kind of a thing. Shell says, what did you say with sentimental stuff? I have a lot that my daughter wanted me to keep. Barbies, play dolls, holiday decor from my old house of horrors when I live with my abusive ex. However, my space is limited in my studio apartment. I want to keep some things from her childhood, but I may also be hoarding them because it's all I have left of my kids and I can hold since they went to live with their father. Trusting spirit will guide me in my stuff management. And what an amazing message. Thank you. Shell, this one is difficult to answer because it's more, what are you going to be able to live with? Like, what I feel to say to you is I would keep like the most important things that are most important to you with regards to your daughter. If your daughter wants to keep something, then it also might be a conversation of like creating a special box for her to keep those special things that she wants to keep that may not have as much of a value for you, but that still have a lot of value for her. But that way she can then hold on to them and they can be with her where she's at with her dad. And then you can keep the stuff that has that value for you, but that you can have it fit your needs as far as like the size and how much and where you want to put it, kind of a thing. So that way you can still have that touchstone to her and you can still be able to have that piece to hold on to touch into that love and to touch into that nostalgia and that connection. But that way it won't be overwhelming or it won't feel like this obligation that you have promised to her and that somehow you're going to be in trouble later if you didn't do it like she said, kind of a thing. Shell says, I know I said this already, but this message is so timely, not to be self-absorbed, but 100% convinced that Spirit has Jay doing this show just for me. I feel so spoiled right now. The rest of you all are just listening to my special message from Jay and hopefully all benefiting from it too. Shell, you're so sweet. And that is the most amazing part about these shows and how I tune into the messages, because I look at it just like that. I tune in to the group and to those of you that I know are going to be listening in, and I ask the Holy Spirit to show me what's going to be the most beneficial thing for me to talk about and discuss, that not only is going to be in alignment with what I'm facing and working with and dealing with, but also what's going on in the collective. And Shell, you are that beautiful, magical moment point where those two things meet. I'm so grateful you're here listening in. And Shell says, wait, what? You can come in my place in Florida from California and see what needs to be adjusted and cleared? What the? I need to start saving for a clutter clearing session with Jay. Yes, that would be the only part. Flying to Florida, that would be quite a session. But it is possible. I do meet with clients here in Los Angeles, and I do have some in-person people. So if you are in Los Angeles and you are looking for that very special, unique support, reach out. We can talk about it. And I'm also over at Rock Paradise, this fun rock store. It's a metaphysical store full of stones and crystals, from jewelry pieces to huge, amazing furniture pieces. And I'm there on Saturdays. And then the rest of the time, you know where to find me, 12listen.com for readings, text message readings, and also video chat readings. It's all happening over on 12listen, which is the sister site to 12 Radio. So I do feel with this Mercury retrograde coming up, I know CA talked about it, Mark talked about it, I believe even Jamie Dawn talked about it on their shows this week. So there's plenty of content there to go back and listen to, and even to read about on Mark's Power Peak. That's the free astrological newsletter. It's an electronic newsletter that comes out every week. You can sign up for that over on 12listen as well. But everybody's talking about that Mercury retrograde energy coming in, and I feel like there's no accident we're talking about clutter clearing right now, because this is our chance to go back over things. This is our chance to refresh our space. Kat was talking about that too, like all the R's. Refresh, relax, revisit, recalibrate, renew, restore. This is our opportunity to go back and do the re's, the re's of life, the quote re's of life, so that way we can get the benefit. If we are able to look at those places and to do it from a conscious place where it's not from a, I have to do this or else, more from the standpoint, I want to do this for myself. And because I want to do this for myself, what's the best way to go about doing it, kind of a thing. So does anybody have any questions, anything I can answer? I feel like I jumped around a little bit, but I do appreciate you all following along with me and being able to look at this whole idea of stuff management and clutter clearing, not only from the physical standpoint, but how it also has an emotional standpoint and toll. And also from the standpoint of spirit, like the spiritual aspect, and how they all work together and come together. Please stick around. There's going to be more programming coming up next. Miss Katie Weaver is coming up next with a show right after this one. And again, I want to mention there have been lots of changes that are going on here at 1-2 Radio. But this is not one of them. This is not a permanent change. Kelly will be back next week. I was just here as a one-off while she is having an extra visit with her family. And I just want to thank you again for being here with me. This has been another episode of Empowerment with Kelly Whetstone here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. I have been your guest host, Jay Varvel. And it has been a great pleasure and honor to be here with you. Have a wonderful week. And that's it for now.